This is 90.3 KEDM. I'm Corey Crow. Legislation to ban gender-affirming health care for transgender youth is close to final passage, despite efforts by Democrats to stop the bill from heading to the governor's desk. A Louisiana Department of Health report showed only a few dozen Medicaid-enrolled minors received gender-affirming care between 2017 and 21. Alexandria Senator Jay Leno says there have been no surgeries.
We haven't had a single gender-reaffirmed surgery of a child in Louisiana in the last 5 years. And if there was one, do you not think we would have heard of it?
Republicans say the legislation is needed to protect kids from having life-altering procedures that they may regret later in life. A constitutional amendment that supporters say would make it clear slavery is prohibited did not receive enough votes to pass. Gonzales Senator Eddie Lambert argued the Constitution is already clear that slavery is illegal.
It looks pretty clear right now, and this is just a situation where we're looking for something that doesn't exist. I don't think you can be any clearer than this.
A bill headed to the governor's desk would result in life in prison for anyone convicted of possessing more than 250 grams of fentanyl. It's an attempt to slow down the number of fentanyl overdoses, but LSU criminal law professor Dr. Ken Levy is skeptical.
This is all for show, means nothing, and in fact, it's counterproductive because it looks like they're doing something when they're doing nothing, and meanwhile, a lot of people are suffering.
Levy says poverty and mental health issues are the root causes behind drug use. I'm Corey Crow. This is KEDM.